Hey, everybody, this is Adam Alexander with Fox Sports. We're live from Daytona. You're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the skyline. Sui and on the line, a very busy guy this week as NASCAR and the wider world of racing kicks off the 2021 season. Calling us live from Daytona. And of course, part of that great, I would say a cornerstone of that NASCAR on Fox team, Adam Alexander joins us. Welcome to WGN.
Yeah, Dane, great to be with you again.
It's good to have you on under different circumstances than the last time that we talked, and what a difference a year makes, right? I think the Daytona 500 on Fox and the events afterwards and the crash, all that was really, you know, as far as for people's connection for sports, for the old normal, right? That was really the last event that is etched in people's minds.
It really is, and I read this here in the last few weeks that one of the most searched sports events and sports videos of 2020 was the ending of the Daytona 500. Denny Hamlin winning in a photo finish, but of course the image that most will remember is the crash involving Ryan Newman and the, you know, the concern that everyone around the world had for his safety. And then, of course, that image that we'll never forget of him leaving the hospital a couple of days later, holding his daughter's hands, and of course, ended up coming back later and competing in the season. But yeah, the Daytona 500 a year ago really does feel like the last time NASCAR was together in a real environment. There were a handful of races after that before the pandemic hit. We were all going to Atlanta in mid-March when things shut down and didn't resume until mid-May.
For an event like Daytona, it's kind of like people talk about their golf outing, or you know, that as soon as one is over, you start working on the next one. And Fox has been, of course, a great way for all those fans to be able to see and enjoy that for years and years. So you probably felt, even though it's always a huge challenge, that you had it sorted down. When you come into it this year and you're looking at what happens, at what point did you guys start working on the next one, still not knowing really until, I'm not sure when you knew, just what it was going to be like, right? The health situation has changed so much over time, but how much and what kind of planning was there for this year's?
Really across the board, I think the planning process has been a moving target because of just all the uncertainty that comes with anything that we do. And when the pandemic hit last year, we started doing some virtual racing on Fox and FS1 to fill the void. And that opened the door to us understanding how accommodating the studio was to do live events. We were doing it in other sports to a certain extent, had never tackled something as big as NASCAR. And then once racing resumed for real, everyone said, because of health and safety protocols, it's going to be easiest for us to be in studio. And so a good portion of the fall, our executives were monitoring what was happening with the pandemic, what's going on in local markets, to determine how many of our production staff and on-air staff, producers, directors, and so on can be at the track versus needing to be at a remote location so we can spread everybody out, keep as people away from each other as much as possible, but still deliver a good product. And so I think you had those questions hanging in the balance. While on the other side, as you said, you're thinking of new and innovative ways that you can improve your coverage and make it better for the audiences at home. Because as we all know, we live in a what have you done for me lately world. So I think there's been two paths on this. One, what is realistic in our coverage because of the pandemic and the personnel that we can use? And number two, how can you advance the ball forward as we always want to do and make things bigger and better?
Yeah, you look at, there's things that have happened, you know, sort of those silver linings of everything that people have gone, like Zoom meetings. Like, I'd rather be on a Zoom meeting than, you know, drive downtown or fly somewhere if I have to. Deliveries, I like having things delivered. And when we talked at the handoff point with NBC, we talked about the challenges, trial by fire, some triumphs for sure, having to do things on the fly, and how Fox was really, I think, in a fortunate way, perfectly positioned for something like this because of that groundbreaking studio and kind of all the advantages that you had. So as we look towards the coverage that everyone, millions of people around the country, around the world, are going to enjoy this upcoming weekend, what kind of things have you taken that really were kind of born of the pandemic as far as maybe advancements or some of the virtual stuff that you guys are able to do for people to see?
Number one, we'll continue to use our virtual studio that we utilize throughout the week for NASCAR Race Hub, our daily show, and that will be integrated in to the broadcast featuring the pre-race material and occasional hits throughout the race. And so that, I think, will always have a cornerstone in our shows just because of how great that technology is and how proud we are to be able to display that and demonstrate some things that you just don't see on a regular basis in TV. The other part that's new for us this year, and people, as we all know, make the difference. Clint Bowyer is going to the booth. And yes, you, you said what a difference a year makes. And I sent Clint that very note in December. I remember December of 2019, we were having some meetings in New York, a seminar up there, and words started floating around that we might sign Clint Bowyer up to do a bunch of Xfinity races in 2020. And I'm like, that's great. That'll be good. I mean, Clint's a lot of fun, and really didn't think that he was ready to walk away from the race car and wasn't sure how interested he really was in doing TV full time. Well, he started doing some races. They wanted him to do the iRacing thing, and he did that. And he fell in love with it. And Fox fell in love with him. And I would say the biggest change that has come our way because of the pandemic and the doors that that opened and the opportunity to try new things is everyone being introduced to Clint Bowyer and what a fun, entertaining personality he is. And he will be a real difference maker in our coverage this weekend.
Oh, yeah, I believe it. I want to talk about that for just a second. Let the listeners know, of course, we're talking with NASCAR on Fox's Adam Alexander. Now, so we know the great cast that you guys have and have had calling the races, the analysis and all that. You know why Jeff Gordon's there. So much insight to, you know, what's happening and so much of that driver input. And then, of course, Larry Mack, you know, it doesn't get any better than that. Mike Joy, all you guys do an incredible job. When Clint Bowyer was announced, and he is a guy that I know a little bit through some mutual friends and of course covering the racing side of it, and I was wondering, because he has always been one of those guys on the racing side, and you know this, covering the sport, interviewing the drivers, he's one of those kind of ready for TV guys. He's always a pleasure, always has something witty and clever to say, and is that kind of his role? Certainly he can give just a real recent past view into what the drivers are doing and thinking in the equipment and all that. But is it because he's funny, right? He's going to be able to kind of lend a little levity to it and maybe say some unexpected things.
You hit the nail on the head, say unexpected things. And most of us have a personality that is a little bit different on the air, whether it be radio, television, than real life. Because while in real life, when we're in our living room, we shoot from the hip a little bit. Once we make that transition and the headset goes on and we're behind the microphone, we might dial it back a little, realizing we have a different audience. Our comfort level isn't as high. We don't want to ruffle any feathers. We don't want to say the wrong thing. Clint doesn't have that switch. Clint is the same, whether he's in a production meeting, whether you're sitting at a bar, or he's in the broadcast booth. Yeah. And I have had many moments with him doing races, because the last few years he's done a number of Xfinity races with us, where he says things, and when I'm up there, I feel like I'm the teacher, the parent, the one that needs to direct the show and make sure everybody's where they need to be. And he does things, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't write that wrong. And so that's Mike Joy's job now, but that's what Fox loves about him. Fox is all about fun. Clint is all about fun. And the other thing that you will see, and I believe we saw this when Tony Romo went in the booth and worked with Jim Nance, I think Tony Romo brought some personality out of Jim that hadn't always existed, changed the energy and the atmosphere there. And I really believe that Clint will have a similar impact on our broadcast just because of the way he goes about his business. You can't help but laugh and have fun with that guy. And I think everyone watching at home will really appreciate it.
Plus he walks the walk on the credibility side. So fans, I know, will love to get Clint Bowyer and get a chance to see him in that different capacity this year instead of on the track. On the track, we've seen people kind of reach their potential. You know, Chase Elliott coming in as an heir apparent and a legitimate star, superstar in racing right now. And then you've got just, you know, some exciting things happening, you know, on track. You've got Bubba Wallace on that team with Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan. What are some of the things that you're excited to see coming into 2021?
As a fan, you have to be excited about the fact that Chase Elliott, who is the sport's most popular driver, not only won the championship, which is enormous and hadn't happened where the most popular driver won the championship since his dad did it in 1988.
Whoa.
Awesome Bill, which is remarkable. But when you have a champion who's the most popular driver, and not just the champ, he won three of the last five races and really did it in walk-off fashion. He had to win at Martinsville. He does. He gets to the championship race, he starts in the back, drives through, and wins. When you do things like that, you grow your fan base. And delivering in the clutch is something that most athletes just don't have in their wheelhouse. Chase Elliott does. He proved that. And so to me, the greatest storyline will be him running it back in 2021. Beyond that, you hit it. Bubba Wallace being with Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin and that new race team, and what can they accomplish, and what an opportunity for Bubba, who last year became a spokesman for the series in many ways. Yeah. With the number of things that were happening in our world with social justice and all of that. Now he's turned a corner where the focus goes back more to the on-track stuff as opposed to the off-track stuff, and a huge opportunity presented to him, the best of his career, without a doubt, when it comes to being a race car driver. And I would say, too, Kyle Larson going to drive for Hendrick Motorsports. Suspended last year, a number of question marks about where would his career go from here. He lands at HMS, one of the premier teams in NASCAR, and a chance to go rewrite the rest of his career. And I think there are many waiting in line to see exactly how that will pan out.
So many great storylines, and not easy, always easy, to take the personalities of those drivers and bring them to the forefront in a sport like racing, where they're in cars with helmets, and Fox always does that and showcases, not only all that action on the track in a way that is great, but also all those personalities that make up the sport as new faces emerge, as really the face of the sport in a lot of different ways. And I know people are going to be excited to see all that coverage this weekend, and of course the 63rd running of the Daytona 500 coming up on Sunday. So Adam Alexander, as we let you go, if you want to share maybe some social media or any ways people can keep up with all your adventures, not only kicking off this weekend, but of course throughout the season.
I would love to have people follow along. I'm on Twitter at Adam1Alexander if you want to shoot me a note there, and love to interact with the fans, and happy to be back. We started NASCAR Race Hub Monday night in a full week of racing from Daytona that culminates with the Daytona 500, as you said, on Sunday. Next week becomes normal. The week leading to the Daytona 500 is always a little bit hectic, but we're glad to be back in the saddle. Going to be some fans in Daytona, which we're excited about, and hopefully that's a trend that continues to grow as we make our way throughout 2021.
One of the very best in the business, Adam Alexander, and we as race fans are in good hands with Fox as we get ready for the Daytona 500. Thanks, Adam. Thanks so much for everything you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.